You're listening to SIW Radio from SecurityInfoWatch.com. This, of course, is our podcast series, and I'm your host, Jeff Cole, editor for SecurityInfoWatch.com. Here at the As Is 2008 show in Atlanta, Georgia, on Tuesday, September 16th, we had the opportunity to catch up with NFL football legend Chris Carter, formerly of the Minnesota Vikings, now, of course, doing commentary on the NFL for ESPN. Chris and his brother, John Carter, have started Carter Brothers Security, and they are a large project management, general contractor, and systems integration business based here in Atlanta, Georgia. So we got a chance to catch up with Chris Carter, talk a little bit of football and a lot about security, and to catch up with his brother, John, as well. Here's our interview from today here at the As Is Show in Atlanta. We're here with John and Chris from Carter Brothers and live at the As Is Show. And we just got a chance to talk to them about their company here. You guys are based in Atlanta, right?
Yes.
And doing construction, project management, and security management systems. John, could you basically summarize what you guys are doing?
Well, I mean, you know, Carter Brothers is basically a full-service fire and security business specializing in project management, operating in 26 cities around the country.
And, of course, Chris, your background for security and project management was football. What's tougher, football or security?
Well, I was in security business before. A guy dropped back to throw a ball. He wants some security around it, so I try to put my hands around it. So I've always felt like I've been in the security business. You know, I just didn't know it would be a segue into my next career. Actually, when John approached me about it, and, of course, I knew all the details as far as his former life and what he did. But he began to show me it was more than security, more than construction, more than fire, and showing me the process of the business and also showing me where things would be. You know, we're almost 10 years removed from that, and we can see the process and the emphasis on security, you know, not only on securing your facility, but securing your products, securing your personnel, you know, also identifying the people you want working for you. So security was a great idea then. It's still a great idea today, and I'm excited about our business.
Now, when you talk about football, obviously teamwork and strategy come into play a lot. What did you learn in the football community that's really translated well into the project management and security business?
Talent, man. You got to have talent. You got to have good people around you. For everything I didn't know, I wanted someone around me who I thought had the expertise or could play at a level that I played at on the field. And so when I'm sitting at home at night, I feel like I have the best people, you know, on my team in certain areas so that we're covered. And that's one of the things that people in corporate America are looking for, a lot of people in sports, because we have a lot of the same core values as far as working with teammates, being able to set a goal, being able to work within the confines of that goal, and also accepting defeat. You know, in business, you know, you're going to lose more deals than you sign. You know, and athletes, we are used to that. So I think that a lot of the skill sets and training is very, very similar, but you just have to appropriate it to whatever business you're going into.
Now, you guys recently announced you'd be working with Johnson Controls. John, I wonder if you could tell us a little bit about that partnership and what you guys are doing there.
Well, I mean, we've been pretty successful with partnerships throughout, you know, our careers. So, you know, as we looked at a partnership with Johnson Controls, you know, the alliance started to make a lot of sense for us. You know, we see Johnson Controls as a true integrator. You know, they understand the construction process, you know, which we have a background in also. They also understand true integration, you know, from A to Z, which we think is important. You know, and as we look to kind of go to the next level of business as a company, you know, we thought it took a partner like that. We thought Johnson Controls has been extremely successful, more successful than any other company in corporate America. We're working with minority businesses. You know, so that was a part of it that we thought was a benefit also. And then, you know, when it looked at, you know, the technology that they brought to the table, the extension of a footprint, and, you know, and that expertise, I thought it was a perfect match.
You guys have covered a lot of first downs, it seems, in terms of company growth. $90 million in revenue just after 8 years, is that right?
Yes, sir.
What's the strategy going ahead for the business, guys?
Well, I mean, I think we're going to continue to grow smartly. I think we have, Chris touched on it earlier. We have extremely talented people, so we put together a pretty good business plan. And, as we look to grow, we're going to grow smart. We're going to grow, inside of partnerships. So we'll grow organically. We'll look at acquisitions, from a targeted standpoint, how they make sense and how they can integrate within our business. And if that match, as those things kind of match up, we'll grow that way. Me and Chris have never really put a number on it because I think you put a number on something and you cap it. So we're going to do it smart. We're going to do it the right way. And if our, we see double-digit growth going on, over the next, 5 to 7 years, without a doubt.
Chris, you learned a lot about staying in the front of the game at Ohio State and then at Vikings. In terms of technology, that's all about staying at the front of the game as well. What are you guys paying attention to right now?
Right now, as far as technology, well, that's one thing what you do with partnerships, too. It's not as if you're only one looking at technology. Your partners are looking at technology. Where is everything going? I mean, people want national coverage. People want what we call one throat to choke. When something goes wrong, they want to be able to call John Carter, definitely call him instead of calling me, and say, this is the problem that I'm having, how can I get it resolved? And the companies want other companies that have national coverage or a national footprint, which we already have. So not only technology, but techniques and trying to do what we're doing, technology is always evolving. And we feel as if our staff is on the cutting edge as far as everything that's out there.
I think when you talk about talk about technology, what I really see is it's technology, processes, and true integration. I think that's really what the industry is looking for. The evolution of the equipment is changing drastically. So to be able to truly integrate it, on a national scale from a true integration standpoint, that is what the true value of the customer is looking for. So when we look at it, we're not looking at competitors. We're not looking at how other people are doing it. We're looking at what the customer is looking for. And if the customer is getting true integration, we think that we have an opportunity to be successful, in this marketplace. And I think that gives us value, that others don't have.
And obviously, Carter Brothers is a family-run business. So you still glad you brought your brother into it?
Yeah, there's nothing like doing something with your best friend. For us, it's easy. We have fun, we laugh, we joke, we scream and yell. And I send out emails early in the morning, to make sure that he's up on things. But, when you have somebody that you can go to with anything, there's nothing that I can't take to him. That's one of the true blessings of working together. This has been an unbelievable dream. So you wake up and you're living your dream. Someone said last night we had a get-together for Monday Night Football. So you walk into your own business party. You're watching your brother on TV. You're spending time with customers. You wake up in the morning and your brother's caught an early flight to come spend the day with you to help drive your business. What else do you want from a partner?
Chris, any other thoughts on working with your brothers?
Contract extension. Sounds like football to me.
Well, guys, thanks for checking in with Security InfoWatch and then coming down from Bristol to be with us here at the As Is Show. And thanks again. And of course, for our listeners, check out Carter Brothers out here at the As Is Trade Show Floor in Atlanta, Georgia.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
So, again, Chris Carter, former Minnesota Vikings player. Of course, he also played at the Eagles and before that at Ohio State. And, of course, we also had his brother John Carter and to talk a bit about their business, Carter Brothers. And we hope you enjoyed episode 32 of SIW Radio live from the As Is 2008 Security Trade Show in Atlanta, Georgia.